Wisconsinites head to the polls in high-stakes state Supreme Court election. By Katherine Hamilton on April 1, 2025. Wisconsinites are voting on Tuesday in an election that has wide-ranging consequences for the battleground state and the nation. The April 1 ballot gives voters the chance to choose between Trump-backed Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimel and Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, who previously represented left-wing groups like Planned Parenthood as an attorney and is endorsed by groups like the Pro-Abortion Emily's List. Polling shows the candidates neck and neck. The race follows a blowout Wisconsin Supreme Court election in 2023, in which liberal-leaning Janet Protasiewicz beat conservative candidate Dan Kelly and flipped the balance of the court to 4-3 majority liberal. While conservatives have the chance to take back the majority once more with the retirement of liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, Democrats view the battle as a chance to push policy and redraw legislative maps that could ultimately lose Republicans 2 U.S. House seats and help Democrats close in on Republicans' slim majority. Read more, exclusive, Eyes on Wisconsin, state Supreme Court race that could bring Trump's agenda to a screeching halt. According to AP, through the last day of early voting on Sunday, 644,800 people had cast ballots, which is 57% higher than early voting numbers in the battleground state's 2023 Supreme Court election. Election officials are estimating that total turnout could surpass 2 million, which would be higher than the 1.8 million who voted in 2023, the New York Times reported. Polls in the Badger State are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. CDT. Wisconsin voters and find their assigned polling place here. The race has become the most expensive judicial contest in U.S. history and is expected to reach $100 million, which practically doubles the previous record spent on a judicial contest held by the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court election. To date, more than $90 million has been spent on the race, the Associated Press reported, citing the Brennan Center. "I think this will be important for the future of civilization," Elon Musk said of the election at a rally for Schimel in Green Bay on Sunday. "It's that significant." While judicial races are nonpartisan, both sides of the political aisle are heavily invested in the results of the election. Wisconsin justices serve 10-year terms, and another chance to change the court will not arise until 2028. Democrats' view of the race as a pathway to power in D.C. is not mere speculation and has been touted openly. An email invitation obtained by Breitbart News to a briefing on January 13 with Democrat donors, Crawford, and Wisconsin Democrat Chairman Ben Wickler has a subject line that reads, "Chance to put 2 more House seats in play for 2026. Notably, aides of tech billionaire Reid Hoffman helped to organize the event, the New York Times reported. Hoffman, allegedly a past visitor to Epstein Island, later contributed to the race, along with other left-wing billionaires. But winning this race could also result in Democrats being able to win 2 additional U.S. House seats, half the seats needed to win control of the House in 2026, the email reads. The 2 seats are currently held by Representative Brian Steele, RY, in the 1st Congressional District in Southeast Wisconsin and Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, in the 3rd Congressional District in the western part of the battleground state. They got caught saying the quiet thing out loud, and they revealed what they're up to. This is, as it was in 2023, a power play to attract enormous amounts of money from partisan donors and turn that into results on the court," Schimel told Breitbart News in an exclusive phone interview, referring to the email. Breitbart News previously reached out to Crawford's campaign for comment but did not receive a response, although the candidate has denied wrongdoing in statements to other outlets. "When people talk about the timeline that President Trump has to push his goals, that timeline will be cut short or even shorter if they use the Wisconsin Supreme Court to gerrymander the maps as a court and change our representation in the House of Representatives," Schimel added. On the state level, the court will have the opportunity to rule on highly consequential issues like abortion, election integrity, and unions. Read more, exclusive. Trump-backed Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimel talks saving state from activist court. Overall, Crawford raised more than $26 million and Schimel raised $14 million, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Records cited in the report show that more than 100,000 people from all 50 states sent money to both campaigns. A Journal Sentinel review of campaign reports found that 77% of Crawford's donors come from outside of Wisconsin compared to only 15% of Schimmel's donors. This is crazy that people from California are going to decide who's on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's wrong. I'm running for the people of Wisconsin, and well over four-fifths of my money and donors come from people who vote right here in Wisconsin. We've got to make sure we turn that into votes on April 1st, Schimmel said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. However, both candidates drew most of their actual cash from Wisconsinites, the report found, adding that two-thirds of Crawford's funds came from state residents, compared to 94% for Schimmel. Related: Wisconsin Supreme Court rejects hearing Democrat AG's lawsuit to stop Elon Musk from giving $1 million payments. Crawford's campaign has drawn the support of left-wing billionaires like George Soros, Reid Hoffman, and J.B. Pritzker, individuals known for lavishing millions of dollars on radical causes, like defunding police and transgenderism. Schimmel has received the endorsement of kingmaker President Donald Trump, as well as Trump's top advisor, Tesla CEO and head of Doge Elon Musk. Musk and two groups he backs have spent more than $21 million on the race, according to an assessment by Brennan Center for Justice. A breakdown by the Journal Sentinel found that $3 million went to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, while the rest went to America PAC and Building America's Future. The April 1 ballot also includes elections for Superintendent of Public Instruction, as well as local-level races like school board, city council, and judges. All Wisconsin ballots will include a referendum question asking whether to make the state's existing voter ID law permanent by adding it to the state constitution. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.